For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, we're getting into I guess we kind of could call this weekend the official kickoff of summer. Everybody's anxious to get outside, enjoy the great outdoors, whether that be a camping weekend or getting the boat in the water, doing some fishing or doing some water activities. This is kind of when we all get anxious to get after it.
It is, yeah. This is everything kind of happened all at once this year. It seems like kids were let out of school the day before the busy holiday weekend, and so I haven't seen a lot of families that are headed to the campgrounds, and they've got the boat ready and fishing gear packed, and looks like the weather should be pretty decent for this time of the year, and I expect to see a lot of people out this weekend, and I would say they can probably expect to see some extra officers out there trying to keep everybody safe this weekend as well.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, obviously. When there's more people, you have to be a little bit more cognizant of those around you and make sure that you're doing things the right way. And, of course, it being the beginning of this season, there may be a few of those things that slipped your mind along the way that you need to have out there, especially if you're going to be out on those watercraft. And it's always a great reminder just to make sure you go through that checklist and that you're squared away and ready to go before you get out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, unfortunately, see a lot of people that just kind of get in a hurry. I mean, we're all busy these days, and the boat may have sat in storage all weekend or all winter, and then suddenly we get a nice weekend and we go hook up to it and toss it on the water, and we kind of forget to go over some of those really important things, whether they're just a simple registration requirement down to, you know, not having the proper amount of life jackets and fire extinguisher and you name it. We see a lot of things that are simply looked over, especially early in the summer/spring boating season. So I always recommend that people kind of do a checklist, whether you go and download the boating handbook regulation that we have on our DNR website, or just kind of make up your own personal one that follows the laws to a T. But, you know, you need to make sure that you've got proper life jackets for everyone on board. They have to be properly fitting. They have to be serviceable, so they can't be chewed up by mice or ripped and worn and unrecognizable. Have to be able to read that U.S. Coast Guard tag that's on each and every life jacket. So we need to make sure that those are on board. And, you know, this is kind of it's an unfortunate early reminder, but, you know, recently, I believe it was last weekend, we had a 21-year-old who lost his life up in West Okoboji Lake up in Dickinson County, and fortunately there was no drugs or alcohol involved, but it was a simple drowning case, and it could have been prevented with a life jacket. And you know, people have to keep in mind that even though it's been relatively warm out, especially if you go up to those northern lakes like the Iowa Great Lakes, temperatures are still in the 50s up there in the water temps. So even though it may feel nice and warm and hot outside, you jump in that water, and even if you are an experienced swimmer, you can get hypothermia at this time of the year, believe it or not. So you need to make sure that you've got a life jacket on in case you get a cramp or start to experience some difficulty swimming. So there's a reason that we require these life jackets on all vessels, whether it's a 30-foot, you know, pleasure boat all the way down to a canoe, kayak, stand-up paddleboard. Life jackets are required to be on board those things, and they do have been proven to save lives. So make sure that that is the number one safety equipment that you are definitely making sure that everybody has, because that's one thing that I just personally don't cut many breaks on. You know, if you're driving down the interstate and you don't have a seatbelt on, you get pulled over, you get a ticket. So you can kind of expect the same for not having the proper safety equipment on a boat this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, and I think one thing, too, to think about, you know, let's face it, we're most of us aren't in, you know, ideal physical condition for the most part. So, you know, you may think you're a great swimmer, and you could be, but, you know, it doesn't take long to get fatigued, and it sounds like that was kind of the scenario here where the boat drifted away. He just got tired, went under, and, you know, it can happen in such a quick time span. It's just so smart to have that life safety jacket on you to prevent those kinds of issues.
Yeah, and, you know, people don't think about it, but even on our small rivers like the Nishnabotna, I don't know how many people I run into every summer, and I might not run into many this year with water levels as low as they are, but when water levels are right and people are out there either tubing or kayaking or canoeing down a small river, a lot of times they don't think about having a life jacket on their vessel or wearing one because they think, oh, well, if my craft falls over or I fall out of it, all I got to do is stand up. Well, there are some deeper holes, and who's to say, you know, if you do take a spill, you don't hit your head on something and become unconscious, get caught up in an area with fast-flowing water, get tangled up in a rope or a fishing line. There's just a whole bunch of variables that usually don't end up good for us. So, yeah, like you said, even if you are a great swimmer, it doesn't take much, and you can get yourself in trouble really fast.
Yeah, some great reminders there. So hopefully folks are thinking about that and following along here this weekend. Another thing that has certainly been popular on the water here recently is getting back in the swing of things with fishing. The spawn still going on for some of those panfish might be kind of dwindling down now, and especially from some of those early ones you're looking for, like the crappie and such. But there have been some folks that have been noticing some fish kills at different areas, and they maybe had some concern about it. But a lot of that this time of year is just kind of the natural cycle of things. There's some stress going on during that spawn, and you're probably just going to see some of that.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. You know, we get calls about it every year, and it's completely normal. You know, the people don't realize sometimes that spawning is an extremely stressful event for fish. They put all their energy into, you know, making those eggs, laying those eggs, and the male's got to go in there and try to protect the nest. And yeah, when you've got these fish kind of overworking and not really eating as much as they should sometimes. Sometimes we see a die-off or a kill that is stress-related. So starting to see that on some lakes right now. Typically it occurs with crappie. Bluegill will sometimes succumb to it as well, but there's still some good fishing out there. And for crappie, if you move to just a little bit deeper water, bluegill are spawning or kind of almost coming to a post-spawn time right now. So now's a great time to get out and hit those farm ponds or any other lake that has good structure and a good area for fish to be spawning. So there's definitely some time to do that, and it's a great time to get the kids out and get them involved because, you know, there's no better way to introduce someone to fishing than taking them bluegill fishing. It's kind of one of the reasons why I've always been attracted to it is because it's kind of a fast-paced action-type fishing, and instead of sitting there catfishing where you might look at your rod for hours and hours on end just to see one twitch, typically bluegill are pretty easy to catch, and they do bite pretty readily. So a good chance to get out there and do that stuff.
Yeah, historically, my family's done a get-together a lot of times on Memorial Day weekend at their pond, and I always thought it was one of the best weekends of the year. You get out there, the fish always seem to be pretty active, and they're really, as you mentioned, kind of maybe that some of that's post spawn. They're anxious to get eaten again, so it's usually a pretty good time. Speaking of that too, keep in mind that coming up the following weekend, it'll be a free fishing weekend here in the state, so you can get out there and enjoy that as well on a free basis without that license during the weekend of June 3rd and 4th there. And along with that, Lake Anita always does their Kids Fishing Day, and that will be on Saturday, June 3rd. Registration for that will start at 9:30 in the morning at the beach parking lot, and fishing will start at 10. They always do a great job with some education, getting the kids a chance to see some fish there with the trailer, and then also handing out some great prizes as well. So that'll be going on that weekend, and just a good weekend in general, Grant, for folks to get out and give it a try.
Yeah, definitely. June 3rd, 4th, we offer that free fishing weekend to Iowa residents. So a great time to get out there. And, you know, if you're somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of gear or doesn't get out there and do fishing on a regular basis, this is kind of a good weekend because, number one, it's not super hot. Fish are typically biting still fairly well early in June. And a great opportunity to get out there. And, you know, maybe if you aren't sure that it's something you want to try and do it very often, it's a great opportunity to tag along with an avid angler, maybe get some tips and know-how from them. And who knows, if you enjoy it, and maybe we might see you out there again, and you'll go buy that license and kind of support the fishing cause. So hope to see some new faces out there this year, and hope everybody enjoys the fun. It is kind of a good opportunity to remind people that just because it's free fishing weekend doesn't mean that it's free other regulations weekend. So you still need to abide by the you know, the daily bag limits, as well as any special length limits that might be out there, and then of course making sure that we aren't leaving our trash or other things that we commonly see, unfortunately, this time of the year. So hope everybody gets out there and enjoys it, but hope we do it in a real responsible manner.
Yeah, certainly. And it's something to keep on the calendar, too, if you are interested in getting the kids involved in something else. The following Saturday as well will be another opportunity for the Cass County Fishing Derby down at Cold Springs Park. That's on June 10th, 9 o'clock registration, 9:30 to 11. They'll do the fishing, and they do want you to pre-register, so give them a call there at Cass County Conservation to get involved with that one as well. I know also they'll be doing some stand-up paddleboard demonstrations. They're getting started with that this weekend, and we'll have another one coming up later in June. So if you want to get involved in trying something out new like that, get in touch with Laura there as well, Cass County Conservation, to get out and enjoy. They've got a kayaking event this weekend as well up at Prairie Rose, so just lots of those outdoor things that are getting into full swing. One other thing I did want to mention real quick that I saw in that story about those fish kills. If you do run into a situation where you see a lot of different species or a lot of sizes of fish and what you think might be more of a major type kill situation, and you can see some pollutants in the water, the DNR does have a spill line that you can call, 515-725-8694. So if you run into something like that, do give that number a call, and then they can investigate and get that squared away. But some great reminders to keep things safe out there. And Grant, we hope that everybody gets out and enjoys the great outdoors this weekend and does it in a responsible way.
I do as well, and I hope to see a lot of people out there enjoying it. But I just hope that we don't have any unfortunate incidents where, you know, people maybe make a bad decision, whether it involves alcohol or something else on the water. Hope that everybody goes home safe so that we can go out there and enjoy the great outdoors again. So I hope everybody does it, but they do it safe this weekend.
All right, Grant, we appreciate your information again this week.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All right, that's Grant Jelly, Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. And thanks to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, I'm Chris Parks. Thanks for joining us for another week of the Conservation Report.